And we're speaking with Alan Kaplan, who is the national president of the Navy League. And as a volunteer, how did you get involved in the first place with the Navy League?
Hey, Tom, first of all, thanks for taking the time to interview me.
It's our pleasure.
So many years ago, about 12, 13 years ago, I was invited by the company I was working with. We were a corporate member, to get involved with Navy League and joined the board, became their national treasurer, and since then, you know, moved through the ranks, and now I'm national president.
So. Yeah, and you're an accountant by profession.
I'd call myself an operational CFO type, but been in defense for the last 24 years.
All right, so from the president's standpoint, how would you describe the Navy League's mission?
Right, so there are three pillars to our mission, really. One, we educate and advocate on behalf of the well-being of our sea services and their families. We are very active in youth programs, you know, making sure that our youth learns the core values of leadership and what it means to be active duty. And the other key part of our mission is local and international programs that we do at the council level, you know, to improve the morale of our sea services and their families.
And getting back to that idea of getting the youth knowledgeable and involved, how do you do that?
Right, so we've got, we've got scholarships that we give sea service families, we've got sea cadet programs, and, you know, a lot of it's done in the council level. So we have over 200 councils throughout the world. We've got over 50,000 members, 17 regions throughout the world. So we're very active in cultivating youth. It's very important to our membership base.
I guess a lot of the activity throughout the year is planning this, Sea Air Space, a vast gathering, really.
Right, so Sea Air Space is our biggest event. I'm pleased to report, last year we had about 10,000 registrants. We're now over 13,000.
You could tell on the parking lot this morning.
It's a little crazy. So, you know, we're really excited about it. We've got we got 39 foreign delegations. We had 24 last year. Mm-hmm. We're doing a lot of new things. I think Navy League is really coming to the forefront, trying new things. You know, it's a high-velocity environment that we're in now, so we're trying new things, we're adapting. Mm-hmm. CNO says it's all about high-velocity change, innovating, trying new things. So we're doing whatever we can to get the word out about our mission.
Now, this year you have a spouses program, and a lot of conferences have spouses programs, but in the case of military services, spouses have a kind of special and unique and difficult role in many cases of the service member because of the difficulty of military life and the constant moves. Tell us more about the spouses program here.
Right, so this is something new. When I took over the presidency in June, I was elected. I think the role, at least at Sea Air Space, we've never recognized or acknowledged the role of an active duty spouse. So I think it's important. I mean, their sacrifices, like you said, you know, moving around, families, it's probably the toughest job. I mean, I know myself with my three kids, I volunteer full time now. And I know the sacrifice, you know, my spouse makes. So, I'm glad we've been able to really highlight their service and sacrifice as well.
And what have you learned from being the president and having all this contact with high-level military officers and not-so-high-level military officers? What's your biggest personal takeaway been?
The biggest takeaway is it's not about us. You know, we're here to serve our active duty. And, you know, I wake up every day, you know, I look in the mirror and I'm so proud of our Navy League and what we do. We selflessly serve those who serve us. And, that these guys, they and women, you know, they protect our freedom, our prosperity, and it's such an honor serving them.
And your advice for people here for the first time?
You know, I would say learn as much as you can, you know, walk the halls. You know, quite frankly, if you see someone with a uniform on, pat them on the back, say thank you. You know, really appreciate, the collaboration and the strategy that's taking place here. What our military does for us is just remarkable. And, you know, if we can give back a little, you know, that's what it's all about. So.
And one of the first this year is the gala.
Right,
Tom.
So for the first time, and, you know, one of the big things, you know, I'm certainly trying to do with my presidency is get the word out about our mission and exposing Navy League to an audience that we haven't typically been involved in. So, you know, I'm proud, you know, for the first time we're having our Maritime Gala. And we're celebrating all four of the sea services under one event. We've got the sea service chiefs represented. It's just an incredible event. We have one of the Irish tenors, John McDermott, singing the national anthem. We have country singer Lee Greenwood doing the entertainment. We have the full U.S. Coast Guard band. And we're honoring Admiral Zukonf for his leadership as the Commandant of the Coast Guard. Frank Bisignano, he's the CEO and chairman of First Data. And, you know, interestingly enough, we're honoring Captain Holly Harrison, who is a Sea Cadet alumni, who was the first female commander of a Coast Guard cutter in a battle zone. So she graduated through one of our Navy League Sea Cadet programs, and she's done extremely well.
Came up through the ranks, literally.
Right. And really goes to show our mission and, you know, the kind of leaders that we help cultivate.
And so, seafood on the menu?
Seafood on the menu, for sure. So, look, I'm really excited about it. Like I said, you know, we're trying a lot of first things. I think it's the kind of environment where you really have to adapt and try new things and, you know, take some calculated risks and really expose the community to our mission. So we're really excited about it.